Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The T-Biz Podcast delivers T-News that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
Tea nourishes and inspires. It is an ancient plant-based medicine that simultaneously heals and energizes the body as it soothes the mind. Making fine tea is a blend of artistry and craftsmanship. The $200 billion tea trade is fundamentally local, yet exerts global influence, employing millions to enhance the well-being of all. Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. Holiday shoppers splurge online, setting a new sales record. Treehouse Foods acquires Harris Tea for $205 million. And Supreme Imports buys Taifu Tea for 10.2 million British pounds. Plus, compelling packaging. Tea packaging is not just about aesthetics. It is a strategic tool for brand positioning, customer engagement, and market differentiation. Well-designed and functional packaging can significantly impact a customer's decision to purchase and, more important, repurchase. This week, Seattle-based Red Lotus Tea co-founder Glenn Bowers joins correspondent Jessica Natale Woolard for an insightful discussion on the company's artist-inspired, eye-catching designs, vibrant colors, and clear branding on puer wrappers that entice new tea drinkers to try these exotic dark teas from Yudan. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What happens when businesses along the tea supply chain get together and support women and children in tea communities? The Mother and Child-Friendly Seal for Responsible Business is creating long-term positive impacts, making your cup of Ceylon tea all the sweeter. Learn more at srilanka-motherandchildseal.org.
Inflation-wary shoppers are setting sales records at a blistering pace online. Retail food sales and retail sales overall exhibited significant online growth through Cyber Monday, allaying concerns that an early October start might have depleted gifting budgets before Thanksgiving. Reuters reports Black Friday sales increased by 14.6% online, while in-store sales experienced a modest 0.7% rise. Despite economic concerns, consumer confidence remains strong, supported by a robust job market and wage growth. This confidence is reflected in increased spending during major shopping events. The National Retail Federation forecasts for U.S. 2024 holiday sales of between $980 and $990 billion. Looks on target, marking a 2.5% to 3.5% increase compared to 2023. Consumer awareness of tea's health benefits and rising demand for diverse tea varieties, with reports of strong sales in herbals and function-specific teas, continues a trend that accelerated during the pandemic and remains strong. COVID-19 shifted tea buyers towards online purchases. Consumers cite convenience, a broader selection of products, and the emergence of thousands of direct-from-origin, direct-to-consumer brands. Tea is a popular gift, with brands like Tea Forte earning a 4.9-star rating on Amazon based on 1,344 consumer reviews. The company's classic-flavored leaf tea gift set is a top seller. Direct-to-consumer Luxme Tea recently disclosed average online sales of $200,000 per month. Black Tea holds the largest market share, accounting for 39.1% of revenue in 2023, but herbal blends are growing much faster, according to Grandview Research, which forecasts a combined annual growth rate of 8.2% during the next 5 years. Black Friday 2024 saw a substantial online and in-store shopping surge. Approximately 197 million Americans made purchases over the Thanksgiving weekend, slightly below the 200 million shoppers in 2023, but surpassing NRF's estimated 183.4 million. Cyber Monday 2024 set new records, with U.S. shoppers spending $13.3 billion, reflecting a 6.1% increase over the previous year. Business Insight. The holiday season has significantly shifted towards online shopping, with Black Friday and Cyber Monday achieving record online sales. Tea retailers offering seamless online experiences and mobile-friendly platforms have benefited the most. Treehouse Foods, based in Illinois, paid $205 million to acquire Harris Freeman & Company, a private-label tea blender and packer that employs 300. The Harris portfolio includes Red Rose, Salada, Tea India, Wander Drink Kombucha, and Newman's Own Organic Tea. Treehouse Chairman, CEO, and President Steve Oakland said, quote, "This acquisition aligns with our long-term strategy to build capabilities in our higher-growth, higher-margin categories," end quote. Assets include a tea manufacturing facility in Morristown, New Jersey, and a second in Marietta, Georgia. Oakland told Food Dive in 2023 that future acquisitions, quote, "would be capability-driven, not necessarily new businesses, not adjacencies. Those are things that we've done in the past," he said. "We think we're in a great group of categories. We just need to be able to sell more. The demand is there," end quote. Harris Freeman co-CEO Kevin Shaw said the sale is a great fit, citing Treehouse Foods' depth of capabilities, scale, industry expertise, and customer relationships, end quote. In addition to a broad range of foods, Treehouse supplies powdered drinks, tea, and coffee. Last year, Treehouse paid $100 million to acquire a coffee roasting and packing facility from Farmer Brothers to produce single-serve pods and ready-to-drink coffee. Harris Tea's predecessor was founded as a trading company in India in the 1940s and relocated to the U.S. in 1981 as Harris Tea, with a packing facility in the UK. The company later became part of Harris Freeman, which is headquartered in Anaheim, California. The acquisition will provide vertical integration across the company's existing tea business and will be accretive to the company's overall growth and margins. According to a press release distributed by Treehouse, the acquisition will provide vertical integration across the company's existing tea business and be accretive to the company's overall growth and margins. The purchase price was a multiple of 8.5 times trailing 12-month adjusted EBITDA. The transaction is expected to close in the first quarter of 2025. This acquisition expands Supreme's beverage footprint and diversifies its battery, lighting, vaping, health and wellness, and sports nutrition offerings. Supreme currently owns 4 lines of canned and bottled water and soft drinks. The deal that rescued Taifu from entry into administration includes stock and trade debtors valued at $7.5 million. Supreme anticipates a seamless integration, ensuring continuity in operations and customer service. Sandy Shuttha, Supreme CEO, called the acquisition, quote, "a significant leap in our diversification journey. Taifu Tea's strong market presence and Supreme's distribution expertise are a perfect match. We're excited about the cross-selling and innovation opportunities this will create," end quote. Established in 1903 and a household name with 73% brand recognition in the UK, Thai Food Tea pioneered prepackaged tea in the UK. Its product range spans traditional black and decaffeinated teas, herbal infusions, flavored teas, and coffees under well-known brands that include QT, Lift, and Heath and Heather. Typhoo supplies major UK supermarkets and discounters, and its Holland and Barrett brand is sold by the Ministry of Defense and NHS and exported to international markets across North America, EMEA, and Southeast Asia. Despite generating £20 million in revenue for the year ending 30 September 2024, Typhoo reported a pre-tax loss of 4.6 million British pounds. Supreme plans to implement a capital-light outsourced manufacturing model, aiming for a 30% gross profit margin and reduced overhead. Supreme projects the acquisition will enhance earnings. Next, Arvinda and Antheraman in Bengaluru reports on this week's India Tea News.
India Tea News for the week ending December 6th, 2024. This seems to be a time for tea festivals in India, as gardens have closed for winter. Last week saw the fourth edition of the Folk Tea Festival at Vishwanacharya Ali in Assam. Hosted by journalist and farmer Minal Talukdar, the three-day festival invites visitors to pitch tents on the tea estate and experience Assamese culture and cuisine. Later this month, the Darjeeling Police, along with the Gorkhaland Territorial Administration, are organizing a five-day mellow tea festival between the 19th and 22nd. Marathon runners will want to add this to their calendar because both 10K and 21K runs have been planned. The festival also plans to showcase the hill's hiking trails and have listed several trails on their website. In other news, our friends at Young Mountain Tea have launched a fundraising campaign on BeFunder. This is a crowdfunding campaign open to public with starting investments at $250. Those interested can visit the campaign page and read about Young Mountain Tea and their work so far. In its 11-year journey, Young Mountain Tea has developed both ends of tea supply chain in the Kumaon region of the Indian Himalayas. The company has recently completed the construction of a farmer-owned specialty tea factory. With support from USAID, Acumen, Frontier Co-op, and other international partners. In the US, Young Mountain Tea has launched a national distribution partnership and worked with Fortune 500 customers to bring single-origin organic teas to consumers across the country. This round of fundraising is towards investing in sales and marketing resources and to increase the inventory. Lastly, restoration ecologists in the Nilgiris are pushing for reclaiming grasslands from tea. The Nilgiris, long synonymous with tea, is seeing a growing focus on ecological restoration by local activists. The Al Jazeera reported on the view of local conservationists on the negative impact of large-scale deforestation due to tea planting, which has rendered the region vulnerable to landslides and also reduced forest cover, increasing man-animal conflict. The Nilgiris also bears the brunt of heavy tourism and real estate development, which, if left unchecked, could further worsen the ecological balance. The region has been identified by the UN as one of the eight hottest biodiversity hotspots, but conservationists worry that the vast swaths of green desert has rendered the region very fragile. Last year, the state's forest department announced a plan to plant nearly 60,000 native trees in the region. Ecologists have been removing tea trees from disused farms to plant native seeds. How this impacts tea farmers and how it changes tea cultivation is to be seen.
And now, a word from this week's sponsor.
Hi, I'm Nish. I grew up in an organic tea farm and I founded Nepal Tea Collective in 2016. Tea is not just a beverage for me, but a catalyst for social change, sustainably empowering hardworking artisans like my parents for the past 30 years. I'm on a mission to make the whole world aware of the goodness of Nepali teas and the good that comes from supporting growers in this remarkable land. If you haven't tasted Nepali teas yet, you're missing out. Our award-winning teas are making headlines. Find out why. Visit Nepal Tea Collective's website to get a free sample of this extraordinary taste of the Himalayas. That's nepalteacollective.com. Or just send me an email at nish@nepalteacollective.com. Cheers.
Tea packaging is not just about aesthetics. It is a strategic tool for brand positioning, customer engagement, and market differentiation. Well-designed and functional packaging can significantly impact a customer's decision to purchase and, more important, repurchase a tea. This week, Seattle-based Red Lotus Tea co-founder Glenn Bowers joins correspondent Jessica Natale Woolard for an insightful discussion on the company's artist-inspired, eye-catching designs with vibrant colors and clear branding on puer wrappers that entice new tea drinkers to try these exotic dark teas from Yunnan.
The packaging used traditionally on tea cakes features simple artwork: a circle tracing the edge of the cake, Chinese characters, and perhaps imagery of nature, a mountain, a tree, botanicals. The color palette is muted, soft red, brown, green, or black ink, and frequently only one or two colors is used. Crimson Lotus is a Seattle-based company specializing in Yunnan pu'ers. Now, they've departed from those packaging traditions and brought tea cake wrapper designs into the modern era. Think of the style of artwork you see on Western craft beer labels or chocolate bar labels. Bright colors, modern graphic illustrations, often edgy imagery, with artwork specifically chosen to tell the story of the product inside the package. I met Crimson Lotus owners, husband and wife Glenn and Lamu, at the Northwest Tea Festival in Seattle this past September. Lamu explained to me how Crimson Lotus works with artists in the United States and China to design compelling packaging that reflects the tea beyond the wrapper. The art entices new tea drinkers to try pu'er and allows seasoned tea drinkers to connect with the story of the tea. I had a great time choosing a tea whose artwork spoke to me. The choice was made after careful consideration of both the art and the taste of the tea. Ultimately, I selected the Honey Bomb Sheng Pu'er to take home with me, and I just brewed a pot. Today on Tea Biz, we're going to chat with Glenn Bowers of Crimson Lotus to get a glimpse into their approach to tea cake packaging design. Welcome, Glenn, and cheers, because we're both sipping Crimson Lotus Pu'er as we chat today.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks for coming on to the podcast today. It is great to chat with you after meeting you at the Northwest Tea Festival a few months ago.
Yeah, of course. No, I'm happy to be here. I love talking about tea.
I've been sharing with listeners that I really enjoyed the experience of choosing this Honey Bomb tea because of the interesting artwork on your packaging. In this case, you know, there's some honeycomb in orange and yellow with a gold leaf bomb on it. And then when you open it up, it says boom in big letters, which is a lot of fun. The packaging drew me into learning more about this tea, and now here I am sipping it at home. So is my shopping experience what you had hoped would happen when you introduced modern graphic artwork on your tea cakes?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It was a combination of me being clearly influenced by Western product packaging and design. I like getting excited when I see fun artwork on bottles of beer or wine or different products. It just, for me, it just kind of stimulates the creativity and makes me think more about the product. And then I just wanted to try and find ways to work with fun artists and showcase artists in the Seattle area and get their designs on some of our things and introduce our customers to the art and artists that I enjoy.
Tell us the story of the very first time you decided to create new packaging for a tea cake?
So I think our first cakes we pressed was probably in 2014. It was really, really simple designs. We just had some stamps made. We had our Lotus logo, and it was very clean and efficient. You know, it listed the mountain, the year, it had our logo, and that was it. I went to a gallery show for an artist in Seattle who I love. Her name is Stasia Burrington. I had gone to a gallery show where she had painted 50 different tiny little girls in space costumes, and it was all watercolor, and I just thought they were the coolest little micro paintings. And so they were each like 3 inch by 3 inch. And so I messaged her and asked if I could pay her for the rights to use some of them on our designs. I'd never even thought about using different artwork on the cakes. But as I got used to working with some print shops in China and realized that, there were a lot of possibilities for putting actual art on cakes. I didn't have to stick with the tradition of, just some, Chinese characters and a circle design. And she was more than willing to work with us, and that was our Space Girls, which came out in 2016, and it was a big hit. People loved it. It was such a fun, cute little design, and you get a tea cake that comes with it, and it was a lot of fun.
In this case, it sounds like the artwork came before the tea. So you found artwork you liked, and then you matched it to a tea. Is that how it always works?
That's how it worked. That's how it worked in that case. So I mean, I came up with the name Space Girls, and It just seemed kind of fun, but the artwork already was existing. But then after that, we started working with Stasia and other artists, and I would give them an idea or a concept, and maybe like a rough outline of or maybe like I'd throw together a sketch of how I wanted something to look or appear on the page. Now, you mentioned with Honey Bomb how you got the core design here, but then when you open up the wrapper, you find like big, huge, giant letter says "boom" on the bottom. And our designs, I have a lot of fun with that, because most tea designs use up such a small portion of the wrapper, and there's like so much extra stuff that you can do. And you get the tea, and you get the wrapper, and you see that first design, and then you open it up, and it just like creates like there's like a second design behind the wrapper. And the idea is supposed to be analogous to the experience of the tea, where it's like you get the tea, but then you start to steep it and you realize this tea has a huge experience as well. So that was our thought process on that.
Interesting, because you're right, as the leaves unfold in the water, and that is sort of what happened when I opened that package. It was a surprise and a delightful surprise.
Perfect. That was by design. I'm glad that worked.
The style of graphic artwork on some of your cakes is a little bit edgy. The hashtag Pacific Northwest Love has a two-dimensional illustrated heart that has a sort of a graffiti feel.
Yeah.
And another, like Dark Depths, has blue background with a bluish purple octopus tentacles. So it's a little bit mysterious and alluring. And you mentioned that you were influenced by craft beer labels. Now, this artwork is a significant departure from the traditional artwork. And so to me, it's speaking to a very different audience. Did you consider audience or your clients when you were trying out a new style of artwork?
Yeah. No, absolutely. 100%. Because I'm a Western born person. I was born and raised in America. I have my own set of expectations for products and design. And I have a lot of respect for the traditional Chinese designs on cakes, but they were very specifically designed to be what the Chinese audience expects. And so I found myself wanting more. I mean, most every single cake that you would get traditionally in China just said the exact same things as far as pu'er tea, like, oh, this is a Seven Suns tea cake, Yunnan, Menghai tea factory, something, something, China native produce export company. It just said all the same stuff, but it didn't really give any information about the tea, either directly about the tea or even about what the experience might be in that. And I just wanted something that just gave a little bit more. I found myself as a Western consumer wanting to have more. And then once I found myself in the position of creating that and providing that, it was really, really, really exciting for me. So a lot of times the people in the print shops, they just they just make fun of my wrappers all the time. They're just like, dude, these things are so dumb. Like, no one's ever going to buy these teas. I'm like, well, you're right, but I'm paying you to print it for me. And they're like, okay. And so I have fun with that because I want to build the tea audience for this type of tea. And I found in the West, it's sometimes daunting when you got like some, you know, like a giant 357 or 400 gram cake of thing, and it's covered with characters that you know you can't read, and even if you can read them, they don't mean anything about the tea. And so I really wanted to find a way to connect with the Western consumer and in a way that I would appreciate.
Interesting. And speaking of East and West, you mentioned a few Western artists. Have you found any Eastern artists to work with?
I've found it a little bit more difficult to find artists in China to work with. China has a very specific idea of what it takes to be become considered as like an actual artist, and like, you know, actually like recognized by the government as a producer of art. You have to be very specific about the type of art that's produced, and it has to be in line with traditional Chinese art and Chinese history. But recently, within the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, we've been able to find some artists that are willing to work with us and create unique and original designs. And so I think our Stone Lion cake has a Yunnan artist on it. We've got a cake with called Lowrider. Lowrider also features a Yunnan-based artist who's really into tea, and he kind of does a little bit more of a Western graffiti style, which is kind of fun. I like that. So it's fun. When I find Chinese artists that are willing to work with me, I'll absolutely work with them.
For our business owners listening, can you tell us about the return on investment?
Packaging that I was a little bit quicker with, and packaging that I took time to come up with a good name and a good design with, and a good name and a good design, it just captures people's imagination. It will sell significantly better if you put the time and effort into getting a nice design on something, as opposed to if you just kind of, you know, cheaped out and came out with, you know, just threw a quick little piece of clip art on something or something, sold a cake like that. It's people can tell like that effort was put into something, and it resonates with them. So I've noticed that for sure.
So what's next? Any other innovations we should be on the lookout for at Crimson Lotus?
I've got a really fun project we're working on right now that I'm super excited about. I'm really passionate about the educational angle of the teas as well. You know, most people in the West, it's the first time they've tried these teas. They're super excited about like trying different mountains and different styles. And so we put together an educational tasting set, which is all of the leaf material was picked within a 1 to 2 week window from one single garden. So, you know, like same trees, same garden, same producer, but the trees were processed as Shengpu'er, white tea, and black tea. So everything is 100% identical, but the difference is just in how the teas were processed. And I find for people in the West, that's super, super educational to be able to see the amount of variation and variety of experience that you can get just by how the tea has been processed. And so we're pressing it into three different cakes. So a white cake, white tea cake, black tea cake, Shengpu'er tea cake. And then I put some fun 80s style icon graphic, you know, kind of 8-bit graphic design on there of something similar to, you know, like an adventure D&D sort of a party. So I've got like a dwarf. Dwarf is on the black tea cake. Elf is on the white tea cake, and then a rogue slash ranger slash hunter is on the Shengpu'er tea cake, and they're going to be sold together as a set. It's called Game Night. And the idea that really fascinated me is that people would actually be sitting down for like some sort of a long night of adventure gaming. They could actually integrate these different teas into the experience as well. And so we went the extra step of actually crafting stories, basically like actual quest lines for each character, as if like the dwarf was in Yunnan working with his people to make the quest of making this perfect brew of tea. And so that's actually written on the wrappers themselves. And so I'm really excited about that. So
that sounds amazing. Please tell us where we can learn more about that.
Yeah, our Instagram or our website is where we'll be focusing on that as soon as we get it out.
And for our listeners, that's crimsonlotustea.com. And I'm going to be watching for that. That sounds amazing. And I'd love to hear more about that. And maybe in another few months, we can chat about how the rollout went.
Yeah, that would be great. I do like drinking and talking about tea. So hit me up anytime for sure.
Sounds great. And thank you so much for coming on Tea Biz Podcast today.
This was great. I really, really appreciate you taking the time.
Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of TBiz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the TBiz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.